Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about the health benefits of love and marriage. And Dr. Prather, last year we celebrated 25 years of marriage.
We did. Lovely.
So I'm not sure how this subject came up, but...
Yeah, it was something that was suggested to me, by some of my staff and patients.
Mm-hmm.
And it does play a huge role in people's health and well-being.
Is there a health bonus in marriage?
Absolutely. One of the things that is found is that people who are married and in love live longer, have fewer health issues. They will actually recover quicker from cancer, have less heart attacks, recover from illnesses, even heal better. Hormones are better balanced. So there is a huge benefit to the old love and marriage issue.
Interesting. Well, who benefits more from marriage, men or women?
Interestingly enough, women get a 50% increase in health from marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Men get a 250% increase in that health benefit from marriage. And those are pretty well-established figures. So men benefit more from love and marriage than women do, even.
Now, what benefits are received by men in marriage?
Well,
that make it over, what did you say, 200%?
Yeah, 250% increase in overall health in men.
I know when a spouse dies, if the man's left, you know, he has a harder time with
Yes. There's a very real statistic that goes on as if a man dies first, women still usually live as long as they would normally.
Mm-hmm.
But men, on average, die within 2 years. After their wife dies.
Well, I know your grandparents,
mm-hmm.
both their wives died.
Died.
And they were in, your grandfathers were in great health.
Yes.
But had died within a year afterwards.
Yeah. 2 years, within 2 years. It was about a year and a half for both of them that they passed away afterwards.
And they went from perfect health to... Was it like a broken heart and loneliness? What is it?
Yeah, there is a strong dependency on men and their wives. There's a lot of joking, about you're going to get, ball and chain and all those types of things. But men benefit very greatly from marriage. There's a huge amount of health benefits. Even when men are engaged, and say that they're going to get married, all of a sudden there's a health benefit. One, they do less risky behavior. Men are about six times more likely to quit smoking. They cut down on their amount of alcohol. Men get a tremendous amount of benefit in many different ways through marriage. They usually make more money. They get promoted. Quicker. There are a tremendous amount of benefits in economic health, life satisfaction, as they do different types of studies and ask them, are you happy with your life or are you not? A married man is far more satisfied than a non-married man.
Would that be a single man?
A single man, yeah. Very good. Men get more sex if they're married. So, all those types of things. And, we had a gentleman who joined, we have sort of like a fraternity, chiropractic fraternity, and we had a guy who joined who was single, and all the guys were kidding about being single and, we kind of live vicariously through you and, all those types of things. And he kind of said to me afterwards, he says, I don't know what they're talking about. I'd trade places with him in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that is a, it's just a huge difference. A man, when you're talking about, you know, what's going on in the health and well-being, there's a whole hormonal change. Men neurologically are wired differently if they're in a marriage. They're much more relaxed. There is a balance between what we call the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, which the sympathetic is more of a fight-flight. Mm-hmm. Parasympathetic is more rest and digest. And they find that men who are married are more into the parasympathetic range than men who are sympathetic. There's a better balance within their hormones. There isn't as high of cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. And that there is a higher, what we would call oxytocin, which is more of the happy
hormone. Okay, it's a hormone.
Yeah, hormone. Mm-hmm. So there is a chemical change that occurs in a man. And we're talking about a health benefit. Of course, there's a higher health benefit if there's a satisfied and happy marriage. Mm-hmm. But there is a health benefit even in an unhappy marriage, which is interesting. Men gain a greater health benefit than women. Women are much more set on whether it's a happy marriage or an unhappy marriage according to their benefit.
Explain that.
Sure. Men, there just seems to be a great benefit if they're married.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Men are a little bit more clueless, you know, they're just kind of happy to be in that situation.
Uh-huh.
Women.
Did you say clueless?
Yeah, a little clueless. Women, the health benefit increases quite dramatically if it is what would be considered a happy benefit. One of the reasons that because when they took the measurements of the health benefit, it's, like I said, 250% increase in men, only a 50%. But if you divide that up in for women between the health benefit, it's very dependent upon how happy the marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
So women can get just as much of a benefit as men if they live in a happy marriage as opposed to an unhappy marriage.
Okay.
So they're more sensitive to the quality of the marriage than men are.
So you talked about some of the benefits that men receive from being in marriage. How about women?
Women, it's the same thing, just not quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is there's quite a few different types of studies on women, and you know, even in when they're having a child, pregnancy goes much easier. The biggest influence on a woman on how well their pregnancy goes is their relationship with their mother.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are actually second, and then their husband is third.
We were just talking about pregnancy here.
Yeah, that was just with pregnancy.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So but their relationship with their mother has their a big effect on their pregnancy.
On their pregnancy. And it's fascinating how the whole system kind of works together, and what you're talking about is very real, very measurable physiological changes that occur. And trying to promote those types of things can make a very, very, very big difference. And a lot of the little things that a man can do to really make a marriage work can have a huge effect on how well everything goes.
Well, how do we make a marriage better?
Well, marriages are quite a bit of a give and take. One of the first things is an ability to communicate. You know, so if there is a feeling of inequality, is one of the biggest things that can actually hurt a marriage. If there's a dominant partner, then the marriage doesn't work as well. If there is an open communication, an ability to express your feelings and desires in a open, honest type of way, that makes a very, very big difference.
Yeah, when I tell people, I have never felt like you have not listened to me ever in 23 years. I always have felt that you're listening to me. So.
And that is probably one of the...
I don't know if that's true.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? No. A little humor
good one,
there.
Good one.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
That type of communication is so important to women.
Does a man have to work on that?
A man has to work on that. That is a conscious
decision.
Isn't
woman more verbal?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, of course, you're talking about different types of skills. Just like there's a difference in height.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women are actually taller than a lot of men, but on the average, women are shorter than men. Men are usually taller. On average, the woman is much more verbally, acclimated.
Okay. We're going to say acute.
Yeah. So, you know, that verbal communication is extremely important. And that's probably the most important thing to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is an open communication, something that they can express, that they can kind of unload.
I know for me, I just have to talk it through without you trying to solve it for me. That's the other thing. We just need to talk about it.
Oh, sure.
Right, women?
Certainly. It's one of the things that psychologists say all the time. You know, a man, when they come in for counseling, have to have solutions is what they're looking for. A woman gets better just by talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, they say...
So
you
just
know,
shut up and listen.
Yeah, it's just a matter of... And really listening, because you know when I'm not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, let's talk about how to have a happy marriage.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Congratulations to Libby, one of our Facebook followers, who won a free 60-minute massage in our February drawing. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus, we've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke, post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
Hmm.
So
when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school.
You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she takes, she was going through the whole CPA program to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test or
Yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm and I can think great.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking this week about the health benefits of love and marriage. I know we've been tempted to sing Love and Marriage. Don't sing, though.
That's not
one of your talents.
Everybody would have to turn off the radio at that point.
Well, we were talking about in the first segment the benefits of marriage, and very interesting, all the benefits involved and how it's different for men and women. But this segment we want to talk about how to have a happy marriage. So, Dr. Prather, what responsibilities does a man have in marriage?
Well, you know, that marriage is a huge commitment, and an awful lot of effort goes into it, and everyone hates it when a marriage doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very devastating type of thing. It's very traumatic to the system. So keeping a happy marriage has huge amounts of benefits and something that you need to put in time and effort into.
Well, what did someone tell us? They said, yeah, when I was getting married, my dad pulled me aside and said, marriage is grand, but divorce is 100 grand.
100 grand.
And unfortunately, he had gone through a divorce, and that's how much it cost him.
Yeah. Right. So it's, you know, emotionally, financially, health-wise, it's quite devastating.
Mm-hmm.
People get sick, depression. There is a huge shift on a divorce. So it's something that one, you know, if you are a guy listening right now, turn up the radio and tune in, because you have a lot to lose in these types of situations. Mm-hmm. So men,
we're not just talking about the marriage, the children, you know, there's children involved. Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult type of thing if it's not done right. And interestingly enough, the man, through studies, has a greater impact on the marriage than the woman. That the man's attitudes, if he can, now of course, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, but on average, is that the man's going to have the most effect on whether it's a happy, healthy, well-balanced type of marriage.
And why is that? What are you meaning?
A woman will naturally respond to a man's effort.
Man's love.
Man's love, yes.
That's what the woman wants, is love.
Sure.
From her husband. Yeah.
So he can have a huge impact on that and can really make a very, very big difference. And, you know, just trying to make that a pattern in your life. We talked about communication is probably the most important thing. But, you know, there are a lot of different types of extra things that you can do as a husband. You know, it's in your best interest to actually do those. One of the things is you need to share the responsibilities. You know, you can't have just that your wife is doing, you know, right now everybody's usually working two jobs. And still men don't really carry their weight domestically.
You're saying the men and women both have full-time jobs.
Usually have full-time jobs, but men still don't. They're better than their fathers were. But when something feels the complete responsibility of one person, there's some resentment that can actually develop.
Right.
So an acknowledgement that the household chores are as much my responsibility as yours.
Mm-hmm. Good. Can you clean up the kitchen when we get home?
Certainly. I'm not too bad, am I?
Just slow.
We'll talk about the women later.
Oh, I'm methodical. Could have done it in half that time. I don't know if you do that on purpose or not.
No. That's just how I work.
I think the first time you did laundry, it was what the
first and only time.
The first and only time.
You mean? It was the first time that we actually, we're going to do our laundry. And I had actually studied on marriage and knew that sharing the responsibilities would be good. And I wanted to be proactive in all that. Mm-hmm. So I sat there and said, let me just do the laundry. Now, in our household, it was very important that before we put our stuff into the laundry, in our whole household, you always had to take out everything out of the pockets. It wasn't the person whose job it was to do the laundry to take everything out. And in your family, it was the person who was always check the pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So you assumed that I was going to check the pockets, and I didn't check the pockets. And I washed, a pin?
There was a pin in a pocket.
There was a pin in a pocket, and we got everything nice blue color.
And that's why it was the last time you've done the laundry.
That's the last time I did the laundry.
But, just thinking about what you bring into a marriage, like you're saying something simple like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Which side do you unroll the toilet paper from?
Toothpaste.
All those things can be points of contention.
Even holidays, you had a different way of opening Christmas presents, working through that. So what responsibility does a woman have in marriage?
There is a different way of approaching. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest problems that marriages have is that people consider that you are to usually give what they want to give. In other words, a man will want to please his wife, so he figures that the wife wants the exact same things that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman wants to please her husband, so she's going to give him the exact same things that she wants. We assume that the other one has the same wants and desires, and will respond the same way. One of the things that has to be done is you need to learn to respond in a completely different type of way with each other.
Well, I remember when we were dating, I was so impressed because you were reading a book called His Needs, Her Needs.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I picked that up, and yeah, you're always studying.
Yes. I looked at getting ready for marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was something that doesn't come naturally.
Mm-hmm. And we're selfish people.
We're selfish people. And one of the things that as we look at this, just to have men, why is it that men have more of a responsibility than a woman in a marriage and how well it works? Well, we look at the sex act. It's the same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A man is quickly aroused and quickly, done.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Satisfied.
And a woman can't adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the woman can't get quickly aroused and be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow process. The man can change, the woman can't.
Mm-hmm.
In that type of situation.
Mm.
So the man is more adaptable and more easily can shift to a woman's needs. A woman's needs are a woman's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they really can't change.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a man can adapt. That's why a man has a greater responsibility and has a bigger impact on the marriage than the woman does.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it's a reflection in the whole thing. A man does have a greater responsibility to adapt to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it that a man wants from a woman? What is it that he's really wanting?
Mm-hmm.
A woman will give love to a man thinking because that's what she wants for herself.
Right.
Which is important, But a man really wants respect.
Mm-hmm. Right. When women think it's really, it's love, because that's what a woman needs.
Correct.
But really the man wants from the woman respect.
And the greatest desire that a man has is to please his wife.
Mm-hmm.
To know that he's making her happy.
Right.
Especially a man in love, because his oxytocin is very high and his bonding for that wife is very good. And if he doesn't feel that he's meeting the needs of his wife, then there's a letdown on his part,
mm-hmm.
and a hurtness.
Yeah. Well, what expectations should a man have in his wife?
A man on the expectations on his wife is he can kind of create those.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that he can really want from her, and there has to be an earning of it,
mm-hmm.
but just like a woman wants unconditional love, a man wants unconditional respect.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the things...
I like that, unconditional respect.
Now,
yeah.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you sit there and will accept bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, you know, I know that you are capable of more than this. Mm-hmm. Let's say a guy is... out drinking too much, he's not spending his money correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just sit there and say, well, you know, I need to respect my husband and let him do whatever he wants to.
Yeah, it's called enabling.
It's called enabling.
Mm-hmm.
And enabling is not a respectful type of thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is, you know, you are the man that I married. You are the man who can provide for me,
mm-hmm.
whom I love, who I respect. And I expect more out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a much better way of approaching it.
Right.
You know, there is an equality in marriage,
mm-hmm.
but there's an expectation of leadership on the man's part.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that the man is superior, that the man has more authority even,
mm-hmm.
but that the man should be the leader and the one who is buffering the wife. There's a protection that's involved too.
Mm-hmm.
So the man needs to lead, protect, think first of the wife instead of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And as he can do that, it's a natural outcome of that the wife will respect him.
Mm-hmm.
How does the wife respect him? She expects that leadership, that protection, and she lets him know when he's not doing that.
Yeah, and believing in him and knowing his potential. And yeah.
Correct.
There's a book that I've had for a long time, and I would give to every newly married woman, and that's The Power of a Praying Wife.
Mm.
And it's by Stormy Ortman. And it's just very helpful in praying for the husband. But, well, when we come back, let's talk about what expectations should the wife have on her husband.
Sure.
We got to even that out.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Just recently had to go to the emergency room, though, and I had some stomach virus thing. I almost called an ambulance. It's weird. I've been considering calling an ambulance for yourself. You know? You call ambulances for other people, right? What are you supposed to say about yourself? Can you come get me? Yeah, I don't feel so good. Just come on in, I'll be lying on the floor.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I'm Lisa Prather and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking this week about the health benefits of love and marriage. And Dr. Prather, we talked about in the last segment what expectations a man should have in his wife. But what about expectations the wife should have in her husband?
A wife should expect her husband to, one, be a leader, to conform himself to the needs of the wife, because it's, as we were talking about, it's harder for the wife to shift to the husband than it is for the husband to shift for the wife. So a wife should expect her husband to love her unconditionally. Just as we talked about, she should respect her husband and what that means.
I liked how you said, too, respect unconditionally.
Yes. And that is, and it's not that everything he does is, you know, it's I've heard, you know, because we've done counseling with couples, and she said, well, you know, if he earned my respect, he'd get it. And I said, well, is he supposed to, are you supposed to earn his love, and then you can get it? It's the same type of thing. But what does...
I don't think we think that way, you know?
No, it's not a natural type of a thought. So the now you should expect the right things from the husband. But respect doesn't mean that you accept everything that he does. And loving a wife doesn't mean that you allow her just to do anything.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
How? When are you feeling that I'm respecting you? What goes through your mind? And I think you can speak for a lot of men, probably. But, you know, maybe we talk about how do you feel when I am doing that, respecting you unconditionally?
You become the most beautiful creature in the entire world. it's when there are neurological and hormonal changes that occur, and there's an increase, you know, that that butterflies in the stomach. There's nothing like that, you know. And when a wife is showing respect to her husband, you know, that she expects the very best out of him, that she knows what he's capable of, and that she asks him to do that.
She's cheering him on? Is that kind of?
Absolutely, cheering him on.
Yeah, biggest advocate.
And that, I mean, a husband would do absolutely anything for a wife like that.
I think in our vows, didn't we have, and my vows to you is I'd be your biggest fan.
Biggest fan, yes. Matter of fact, can I share this on the respect?
Sure.
You weren't quite sure if you were going to, you know,
honor,
obey.
Submit.
Yes,
yeah.
Obey.
I didn't want those in my
vows. Submit and obey. And it's the it's a different type. And the way that you were thinking about it, I wouldn't want to do that either.
Right.
You know, where it's unquestioning, you know. But if you have a respect for your husband, that's more what it's talking about. And then love. That's what's required from the husband, to love unconditionally his wife. Not that she deserves his love.
Right.
Because a husband can decide, a wife can decide to hold back her respect, and a husband can decide to hold back his love. And neither one is an acceptable means of relationship.
I know, and when we think about how Christ loves us, there's a big part of that,
and that's the example in the in that is given in the Bible of marriage. So, you know, what does it mean to love your wife? it means that it's how you approach it. The respect and the love are two different ways of coming in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the love, it's a difference in attitude. It's not a husband can all of a sudden say, well, my wife wants respect because that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference quality between the two. But they still have expectations out of them. In other words, what is the loving thing for me to do? Is it to allow you to, be controlling, to do the things that I know you shouldn't be doing? What is the loving thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Love is not always just blindly accepting what the other person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a matter of, love and respect are the two ways that we lead each other to a higher expectation and to achieve the areas that we really need to be and who we need to be.
Mm, good. Well, where can people get help with their marriage?
Well, of course, having good counseling, there is one of the best sources is the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It gives very clear instructions on what marriage should be involved with. And so our church, our pastors, psychologists, counselors are all excellent ways to get help with the marriage. But there are oftentimes some physical things that can be involved with that too.
Mm-hmm.
If your hormones are off, both for a man and for a woman, it can be very difficult to be that good husband and that good wife.
Mm.
If your nervous system is stuck in a sympathetic mode where you're just always fight flight, the least little thing someone would say will set you off.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a point where that the person can't necessarily completely be in control of all the things that are going on. It's like a woman came in and she sits there and she says, well, I said, why did you come in? She said, well, once a month, everybody becomes really awful. My husband, my children, my neighbors,
mm-hmm.
The person driving down the street.
I know what she's talking about. Yeah.
And she says, I came in here to fix everybody. So if you can work
was
on
she
me.
Serious?
And fix, it was, she was joking,
yeah.
Of course. Then I think that life would be much better. And she realized that it was her hormonal changes that were throwing off her perception.
Yeah.
And if she could get that balanced out, that there would be a big difference in her relationships.
Mm.
And those relationships are extremely important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be your best when you're not healthy.
And that when couples get married, to have a mentor couple, don't be out there on your own. You have to have mentors.
Marriage license doesn't come with instructions.
No. Same as parenting, right?
Right.
Well, what helps are offered at the office?
The areas that we look at, of course, is big areas is hormones.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get your hormonal system balanced out, then that makes a very big difference. Matter of fact, there are different types of hormones that will be involved. One of the things that we talk about is cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and if you are high on your cortisol levels, you have some problems. Now, there's it's kind of a simplified type of thing, but if you are high in oxytocin, that's what they call the love hormone. So if you can get down your cortisol levels, not that it completely eliminates it, because that would be a health situation, but also with the oxytocin, if you can kind of keep that going, that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. So any other factors? I mean, you keep bringing up hormones, and we know
hormones.
From our own experience.
So we do, the big thing is we can do some very thorough checks on that,
mm-hmm.
on the lab test to find out what's going on with your hormones. getting that all balanced out, and that makes a very, very big difference.
Mm-hmm. What other factors play a role in a happy marriage?
Nervous system. Mm-hmm. Having the nervous system balanced out. And there's a lot of different ways that we can approach all those things. One, we give different types of supplements that can make a very big, huge difference. Get that balanced out. On the hormones, chiropractic adjustments can make a very big adjust, you know.
Now, how can that help you in your marriage?
Interestingly enough, I have a woman who comes in and, well, actually, I can think of about 20 women mm-hmm. who they said, my husband and my children sent me in to get an adjustment.
Uh-huh. Is it just because the nervous system is more balanced?
Absolutely. When you can get a chiropractic adjustment and the nervous system balances out between the autonomic system, between the parasympathetic and sympathetic, uh-huh. then you just do better. And there is a noticeable change in a lot of people when they're adjusted and when they're out of adjustment.
That's funny. My kids and my husband said, it's time for an adjustment.
And I can't, I mean, it's really an awful lot of people that we have that come in that mm-hmm. that's sad. Matter of fact, moms bring in their kids. Mm-hmm. Say that, you know, I can tell Scott needs an adjustment, or Joey needs an adjustment, or Megan needs an adjustment mm-hmm. because of the way they're behaving. And as soon as we get them adjusted, it's a totally different type of picture.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about sex and marriage and how to make it all work.
Sounds great.
All right. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked.
Had them checked, and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's what is a perfect homeostasis. The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this right. was normal. And
yeah. I say, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists mm-hmm. Not reading lab tests properly mm-hmm. to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, mm-hmm. their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, And that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's all I've wanted all my life and even more. He smiled at me and gee, the music started playing.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Our show today is on the health benefits of love and marriage. Now, Dr. Prather, next week, our entire show will be about sexual health. But before we get to that, we didn't get to finish about the services offered at the Prather Practice to help marriages.
Yes, the acupuncture is another thing that we have a lot of people who find very, very beneficial in their marriage. Again, it's a stress reduction. Interestingly enough, I had a whole set of law students coming in.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was studying for his bar, and he was using actually Adderall to help to focus,
yeah.
And found that that really wasn't the best thing to do.
Right.
So he had read on a blog on the internet that acupuncture really helped out, and he came in. Such good results that I had about six people studying
fellow
for the
students.
Bar, fellow students who wound up coming in and getting the treatments, and the relaxation that occurred with that makes all the difference in the world. And if you're more relaxed, you're more congenial, you sleep better, that makes a big difference in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were talking about herbal remedies, there was a lady who came in, and her marriage was on the rocks. And one of the things is that there had been a lack of communication on the husband's part. Without a lack of communication, there was a lack of sex on her part.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just becoming
interesting how that works.
Yes. It was becoming a vicious cycle that was getting worse and worse. And she was kind of at the end of her rope. We got her on some supplements and an herbal remedy that increased her libido quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, as she said, it changed her life and saved her marriage. She had her libido jump up quite dramatically. They had sex, and all of a sudden the husband talked.
We're going to get phone calls Monday morning. What was that supplement Dr. Prather was talking about, the libido?
But we have quite a few of those, and we have a lot of men and women who come in for that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a common type of problem, and it can make a big difference. As a matter of fact, I've had people come from Evansville and Ohio and Illinois said, my cousin Joe says that you gave him something that made a world of difference, and I'm interested in that too.
Well, yeah, and while we're on the subject, you know, for men, why not just take Cialis or Viagra? You know what?
Right, and those are excellent medicines that should be only taken if they're prescribed by a physician.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of side effects that can be involved in that.
Oh, I've
can
seen
be
the
generous.
Commercials.
Yes, the whole list of everything. So, you know, in and of themselves, they're dangerous, and they're really not fixing the underlying problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mask, and that can be very beneficial, and I have nothing against them, but it would be, you know, it's a situation where, you know, as a woman, you would rather that your husband didn't have to take Viagra or Cialis.
Right.
You know.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, I know. No need here.
We'd be in big trouble.
But Well,
first of all, I mean, the side effects go on and on. And
yes.
We laugh when we see the commercial, sorry, but we do.
I know.
I wouldn't want you taking something that's going to risk your
health
life
and life.
Or a high.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Right. There's a lot
and,
of natural things out there.
You know, if you have the erection for 4 hours and
go
it continues,
nearest hospital.
You go to the nearest hospital, and what they do is they slice you open and bleed you.
Mm-hmm.
to get it down.
All right.
Okay, don't want to get into that. So it's not a pleasant type of a situation.
Right, right.
So if you, you know, and most of the things are actually fixable. And interestingly enough, you know, as we're talking about sex, you know, let's just, you know, be a little bit graphic. And if there are any children that are listening, moms, cover their ears. Mm-hmm. But as a man has an erection, there's a very definite indication of their health and well-being. Mm-hmm. And if you hold out your hand where the middle finger is going out straight, that is an indication of, you know, the health of the man, mm-hmm. male, is at the height of the erection.
You see that middle finger runs parallel to the floor.
Parallel mm-hmm. to the floor. And as you age, if you're a young gentleman, mm-hmm. You're looking at the thumb, mm-hmm. you know, at the angle. As you start to get worn down, then you start to have the less and less of an erection. Mm-hmm. So a male in his 20s up to his 30s should have the thumb. Mm-hmm. 40s and 50s, you know, you're really talking about the pointer finger.
Uh-huh.
And as you get into the 60s, it's in it's a straight out. And then as you get into the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. then you're talking about the other fingers. So if you are a male in your 30s and you have your ring finger as your erection, then you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can judge your biological age. One of the things is the height of your erection.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, you know, for a female, it's the lubrication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So each of those things are very, very important. And it's your sex life is a good indicator of your health. One of the things that we always ask as people come in, what is your libido like? Is it high? Is it low? Mm-hmm. And if it's, you know, there are basic types of things, but if that actually drops as you go along in age, then there's something that's usually wrong.
Right.
It can be cardiovascular health. The kidneys can affect that. Liver can affect that. Anemia, immune system. All those things are involved with your sex. So your sex life is a good indication of your health. Also, your sex life is a good indication of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can have a good sex life, one of the things that is definitely occurs is that you have a better balanced hormonal system. You have a better balanced nervous system, which has a huge effect on your physiology. So a good sex life affects your health, and your health affects your sex life. And your marriage affects your health, and your marriage affects your sex life, and your sex life and your health affect your marriage.
All
Did
right,
you get all that? Can you repeat that, please?
No. Say that 10 times fast.
So, you know, those are all interconnected, and mm-hmm. one of the best ways to improve your health is to have a good, healthy sex life.
Right, in marriage.
In marriage. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. You know, when we're talking about having sex, you have to get used to each other's bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an interplay on that. When you start with a new sexual partner, your immune system drops for a period of time.
Mm.
Once you've established, and they say it's about 4 years, that the two of you having sex is a boost for the immune system.
Okay.
So the mm-hmm. best way and the best sex is definitely one thing that they've proven. Mm-hmm. is in a monogamous relationship, and the healthiest sex is within a monogamous situation.
Mm-hmm. And that's what really people want.
And that's really, mm-hmm. and that is much more self-satisfying. One of the things for a male is very interesting is that there is a very large increase in the oxytocin in both a male and a female. A male, though, will have a much higher level of oxytocin release when he's in love with the person he's having sex with.
Mm, interesting.
The casual sex does not increase oxytocin. You do not get the same benefit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For the health of the individual.
Well, how common do sexual issues affect marriage?
It's The statistics are about 70% of all marriages are damaged by sexual issues. Mm-hmm. So it is a very common type of problem. It's something that oftentimes people need help with. Mm-hmm. And having a good team, mm-hmm. you know, along those lines is an excellent way to deal with that, mm-hmm. you know, exactly what's going on. And one of the biggest areas we deal with is the health of the individual, a good understanding of some of the sexual issues, mm-hmm. and then finding the solutions on that. And it's amazing the number of marriages that we have had the privilege of actually saving in our office.
Great. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. As always, we're out of time.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.